There is power in expectation. Dealing with this enemy of self. Oftentimes, the biggest hindrance to our receiving from God is not somebody else, but our biggest hindrance from receiving from God is self. It's not that somebody else is blocking our blessing. It's not that somebody else is standing in our way. But we've got to understand that oftentimes we stand in our own way. I'm talking to somebody here. Just pat yourself and say, get out of my way. Yeah, you pat yourself one more time and said, I said, get out of my way. Pat yourself one more time for the Holy Ghost and say, get out of my way. Mm-hmm. Because if you're not careful, self will carry you into places and spaces of your life where spirit was never meant to go. You're going to get it tomorrow. I said self will carry you into places and spaces of your life where spirit was never meant to go. And so we know that there always is a who behind the what, and the who is the enemy. And I believe that sometimes the enemy knows us better than we know ourselves. I wish I had some truth talkers in here this morning. And the enemy knows that we have a proclivity and the tendency to misprioritize our spirituality. Oh, I said something right there. Yeah, the enemy knows that we more often than not will put self before spirit. And so what the enemy will do, because he knows that about us, is that he will continually inflict and afflict and bring attack on the issues that will affect the self unrelentingly and unceasingly in our lives. Why, Pastor? Because what the enemy's goal is, he wants to diminish your level of expectation. Oh, I'm talking to somebody in here this morning. Yeah, yeah. Because the enemy knows that whatever you've come to expect in life, 9 times out of 10, that's exactly what you're going to receive. Yeah, yeah. If you expect to always be broke, guess what? You're going to always be broke. If you expect to always be sick, guess what? You're going to always be sick. If you expect to fail, then you're going to fail. If you expect to always be hurt, then you're going to always be hurt. If you expect to always be disappointed, then you're going to always be disappointed. If you expect to always stay stuck in the rut that you are in, then you're going to always be where you are. In other words, if you don't expect nothing, you ain't going to receive nothing. But I dare you to tell two people that's going to change today. It's going to change today, because after today, I'm going to be walking in the power of expectation. Somebody shout expectation. Expectation, expectation, expectancy, expect. Expect means to await or to look forward to or to anticipate the occurrence or the birth of something. To expect means to be pregnant. Mm-hmm. To expect means to consider the guarantee that something is due. Y'all gonna get it on tomorrow. Yeah, 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 yeah. To expect the guarantee that something is due. And so what I've learned, Deacon Mac, is that expectation is propelled by what I sense, not by what I see. I'm talking about three people in here who sensing something in the atmosphere. You ain't got to see it, but I just got a feeling. I wish I had some grandmamas in here who says, I got a feeling that everything gonna be all right. Grandma didn't know where it was coming from. She didn't know how the bills were gonna get paid. She didn't know how the baby was gonna get healed. But she just said, I got a feeling. Anybody in here just got a feeling? Just I got a sense. I got a feeling that God is up to something. I got a feeling. So my expectation is propelled by what I sense, not by what I see.